let a real man through. Get your ship off the rough, because Kappa ain't for you. The road to Kappa Land is long, rusty, rugged. Takes a hell of a man to make it all through. So if you ain't man.
On the night of April 23rd, the sounds of singing and chanting filled the courtyard outside Kretzky Hall. The rock, painted in bright crimson, bared three Greek letters, Kappa, Alpha, and Psi. These were the latest line of neophytes to cross over and join the terrible Theta chapter of Kappa Alpha Psi Incorporated. The new member presentation is a practice also performed by other historically black fraternities and sororities. They allow for a line, these groups of new initiatives, to announce themselves as proud members of their organizations.
My name is Calvin Johnson II, yep. Freshman studying econ, yep. From Bridgeport, Mississippi, the bottom of the map. Yep. They call me Brother Idiophia, Ace yep. Club of KSKK, Countryside Chronicle, all that terrible Theta chapter.
Hey. Yo.
This was just one of several events put on that week by the Kappa Alpha Psi chapter here at Northwestern. The occasion? Celebrating Theta Chapter's 105th anniversary.
Our show was originally scheduled for Friday. I'm glad we changed it because it ended up being super like raining crazy on Friday. So we moved it to the Saturday, which was, you know, probably the nicest day of the year thus far. So my name is Rome McGee. And I'm a junior, so it's my third year here. I've been here all 3 years, and it is my second year in the fraternity.
Greek letter organizations in the U.S. have been around for centuries, first forming at American universities in the early 19th century. The fraternities and sororities provided for students a sense of community and social opportunities, opportunities not extended to black students, whom many of these organizations refused to admit on the basis of race. At the turn of the 20th century, several groups of black students at various institutions around the country began to form their own fraternities and sororities. The first black Greek life organizations came to be known collectively as the National Pan-Hellenic Council, or the Divine Nine. Kappa Alpha Psi is one of the nation's oldest historically black fraternities, founded in 1911 by students attending Indiana University.
You pledge anything, Kappa is the only dream, and I'm talking.
Not so far along down the line, on April 21st, 1917, some good men made their way over to Northwestern University and helped to charter the Theta chapter. So we're the eighth oldest chapter of Kappa Alpha Psi Fraternity Incorporated as an organization. And we're also the longest standing and oldest historically black fraternity or sorority at Northwestern.
Pledged members of Kappa Alpha Psi refer to themselves as noobs. Rome himself crossed over as a freshman 2 years ago.
We're one of the few fraternities and sororities anywhere, you know, that's been able to celebrate a centennial. So that was back in 2017. So that was really good for us.
While mainstream Greek life focuses primarily on social events, black fraternities and sororities were founded on the basis of scholarship and community service. Over a century later, Kappa Alpha Psi still stand by those values.
For me personally, a Kappa man is just someone who is looking to achieve in every field of human endeavor, someone who like puts others before themselves. My name's Samad Acklin. I'm a current third-year student studying global health and neuroscience on the pre-med track here at Northwestern.
Samad is the president or pullmark of Theta Chapter.
Pretty much it's the exact same thing. They just use different verbiage. I don't know why, but for the fraternity, we just say pullmark instead of president.
Samad grew up around Black Greek life.
Like growing up, kind of seeing how they gave back to the community. There were still fun aspects of it, especially like seeing on social media, like step shows and different new member presentations and stuff like that.
He first learned about Kappa Alpha Psi while attending high school in Los Angeles.
It's called Kappa League. The fraternity on like a national level, they have this mentorship program for high school students and sometimes middle school students as well. So that's like kind of where I learned about the fraternity and about like what it stands for, its mission, its goals, and just like experience the bond of their brotherhood. So I did want to make sure that whatever college I went to had Black Greek life, not particularly Kappa Alpha Psi. I just want Black Greek life in general, but for Northwestern, knowing that they did have Kappa Alpha Psi was definitely like a plus. So at Northwestern, I knew they had an Instagram, so I followed them on Instagram.
At the time, Theta Chapter had no active members on the yard here at Northwestern. Nevertheless, he held out hope.
I just followed their Instagram just to see like if they'll ever like bring new members. And then sometime fall or winter quarter, they posted something. So that's how I found out and joined.
I have to give credit to Samad. He came across the informational flyer. I definitely knew it was something I wanted to pursue, knowing that it would be a source for me to be around, you know, a good group of Black individuals, and especially getting part of MPHC and part of Divine Nine, just because of the history. Like, my mom is actually a member of Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated, which is another one of the Divine Nine organization. She went to HBCU, so I was going to her little meetings and dinners and all that stuff as a little kid. Information was actually right there in Kresge Hall.
The desire to join a Divine Nine on campus comes in part from the realities of attending a predominantly white institution like Northwestern.
It was definitely an adjustment coming here. I knew it was going to be, because I grew up in LA, like public school my whole life. And just naturally, you know, I was around a lot more Black people, you know, like during very foundational years of my life. And same thing for Samad, really. He's from Compton, California. He was going to school. He was just around Black people our whole lives.
For our Black community specifically, there's different avenues like FMO, which is the Black Student Union. There's ASA, the African Student Association. Then I think another avenue is the MPHC, which is like Greek life. In terms of like the larger scale community, I think like a lot of parties and events for the Black students kind of come through Black Greek life. It's just another avenue of support for students, Black students specifically.
Leaving that first informational, Rome and Samad both knew they wanted to get Theta Chapter up and running again.
We knew there was no one there. They didn't have any houses or stuff. And there was like no type of Black residential living or anything like that. And if we were going to get into that, it was going to be a whole bunch of work. But Samad, he never ever backed down from the work and never shied from the work. And I just kind of naturally reflected to do the same and try to, you know, be my biggest reflection of him.
Rome and Samad crossed over as part of the same ship on March 19th, 2020. This was the winter of their first year on campus.
As everyone knows March of 2020, because that's when the world shut down. We made it through before everyone had to get sent home. So that was a blessing, because there's some people who were doing it the same time as us that weren't able to get through just because of everything going on.
Like, I crossed and joined, and then like the day after we were sent home. So that kind of sucked. So then there was like no opportunity like for fellowship with other brothers of the fraternity.
And then just had to go straight home afterwards. We weren't able to get our new member presentation off or do a lot of the things for a while.
Like, we were never able like to present ourselves to the school. Like, we just had to do an Instagram post or an Instagram video. So that kind of sucked.
The last couple of years haven't been the easiest for Theta Chapter. Because so much is centered around the local community, Theta Chapter had to halt almost all of its events, including intake and recruiting new members.
We didn't want to do virtual stuff, you know, the membership training academy, because it's a big part of the experience. Like, doing a lot of community work. You know, you go to church, you do public service. That's very foundational. So we stopped. There's no one from Cap Alpha Psi who's joined in fall of 2020 or spring of 2021.
Besides COVID restrictions, Black Greek organizations already have to face the challenges that come from operating at a predominantly white institution.
You go to an HBCU, you know, there's 200 members that are in Divine Nine organizations for a community that's like 8,000 or 9,000 Black people. But if there's 20 members here for a community with 800 Black people, like, that ratio kind of can be very tough for us on campus.
Our presence wasn't really known, because we can't have in-person events. And virtual events, you kind of have to seek those, because no one's like just looking, what virtual event can I go to this week? Like, you have to know what you're looking for. And I think that hindered the awareness of us on campus, people knowing that we exist.
Funding also became a concern. Theta Chapter operates entirely independent from Northwestern. They didn't receive any funds from the university during this period.
You know, we don't have a house. Like, we don't live on campus. They don't like send us a bunch of money. They don't send us any money like every year. And, you know, we're very self-sufficient. But because of that, I think the beautiful thing it allows for us is, like, it doesn't place us above the Black community in any other way. Like, we're not getting anything special, like, from the school. Like, we all just exist at the school the same way that they do.
Our main thing is based off that alumni relations that we have, kind of just reaching out to them, because we know a lot of them are achieving in their fields and probably have more financial resources to give us. So just reaching out to them, asking them for help whenever we need it.
Thanks to the pair's fundraising efforts, Theta Chapter weathered the storm. The Terrible Theta Chapter, which, by the way, is the nickname they use, used some of those funds to host their first events in over 2 years.
So we started off the week on Tuesday, April 19th, and we had a business talk. One of like the main parts of our fraternity is just achievement. We just had different brothers of our fraternity that go to Kellogg. They just came and spoke and just talked about their experience in undergrad, what led them to going to obtain an MBA, what hindered them.
We created like a little business panel, advertised it all to the Black community and our social media. And like we say the Black community for everything. That's kind of like who we target, but all of our stuff is public and open and anyone can, you know, come and enjoy.
And then on Wednesday, we just gave Raising Cane's in the Black House.
Kappa Alpha Psi, we're known for having canes.
Kappa Alpha Psi members have always carried around canes. It's an unofficial tradition. It dates all the way back to their inception.
We twirl our canes, we put on shows and stuff like that. So naturally, Raising Cane's, the chicken spot, very, very easy collaboration to do. So we took some of the money that we've been fundraising and we just put a whole bunch of Raising Cane's chicken and fries and especially that toast. we called it Raising Cane's. Just changed that C to a K. Real easy stuff. All in the Black House, advertised it, and people came through. It was great. We filled like the whole bottom floor of the Black House. People could just come eat, and you know, just naturally, if they're eating and stuff, it creates that social environment. So it's really just about putting it off for them. So a lot of the people that hadn't seen the other people in that room, maybe even for the first time, and they were meeting us for the first time, and we did also kind of what I'm doing right now, is like kind of just explaining what we're all about and what we're doing. So real easy stuff. And then on the Thursday, that was the actual day of our 105th anniversary.
Historically, for our chapter, we have a cookout for our chapter on April 21st. So we just wanted to continue that since COVID is not over, but since it's more relaxed. So we had that in our backyard.
And we had a bunch of Black undergrads that came over to our backyard. So we had went to the store, you know, all that day. And I just got a bunch of sodas, chips, you know, lettuce, tomato, a bunch of cooking material. One neophyte, his name's Caleb Whitaker, someone who just crossed over. He got on that grill. He was making burgers, making hot dogs. I had my speaker going and we were playing that real, you know, old hips, 80s, 2000s, classics, all of those. And just, you know, just had to cook out, you know.
On Sunday, to cap off the week, Theta Chapter attended service at the nearby Faith Temple Church. They attended with members of the Theta Alpha chapter of the Delta Sigma Theta sorority. But before that, on Saturday,
we had our new member presentation.
Cast off infection?
That was back up in it.
Hey, he's trying to do
shit. All the CTC. Damn, come on.
Spring 14, them boys.
As you're going through your membership training, you're all preparing for this show. So you're learning information over and over and over again until you know, like, the back of your head. You're learning a couple of dance moves. You're learning some cane work. You basically have a running script. It's all about putting on a show, and it's really about presenting yourself to the world as a Kappa man. Because, you know, the world knows you as who you were before, and now you're presenting yourself as a Kappa man.
The new members, like, they worked hard for this show, so they just like kind of share information about what they learn, and then they do like different skits and different performances just for audience engagement, just to entertain their audience. A lot of our alumni like flew here to be for that, and a lot of like people in the Chicago area and surrounding just came out. So we introduced our two new members to the Northwestern student body, and then
we had to come through with Caleb Jensen and Calvin.
They come in the mask and then they take it off. They do their little dances and everyone's excited and everything.
Yes, sir! My name is Jensen Emmanuel Hooper Price. Yeah. Doing the same sociology. And I'm from Houston, motherfucker. Where you from? Texas. Yeah. Yeah. And I'm in Big Brother 2K. Deuce Club and KSK, can't cut the side chronicle. And I'm from the terrible 30 times that come outside of Southern Incorporated.
Super proud of them. And just really excited too, especially since all five of us are going to be here next year. We'll already have this year of experience under our belt, the last year of experience under our belt, and really turn the next year into something special.
Samad and Rome both say they plan on hosting future events this quarter.
We definitely want to have another financial literacy workshop. The next thing we want to talk about is more like cryptocurrency, so we're probably going to look to have that in late May.
But for right now, the ship is in harbor, getting some much-needed R&R.
So right now we're kind of taking a break just because we had a lot.
You know, we were tired. We were completely gassed, you know, still trying to maintain all of our other obligations with school and other extracurriculars and jobs and all that. But we're so proud.
Just to see it all exist and see it happening, and it turned out great.
For WNUR News, I'm Nick Song. Yo.